Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You but God with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're here in the building again to give you another financial tip. I think our last episode went really well, so we said, let's do it again.
Yeah, why not? You got to keep doing it. You got to stay consistent. That's how you build wealth, and that's what we're doing here on this show.
Exactly. So what are we talking about today, T? All
right, we're talking about debt. People hear the word debt, they're scared.
Whoa, you're getting the chills already from that word.
It's scary to think of, right? You think of debt, you think you're owing somebody money, you're trying to figure out what to do, but not all debt is bad debt.
Absolutely. Like, the richest people of rich have sometimes millions of dollars in debt. It's all how you leverage it. So we want to kind of break the myth today's show about, like, understanding that not all debt is bad debt, and, like, kind of eradicate the fear of death.
It's not that far.
Because, you know, from my family, my generation, my mother, my grandparents, it was always this myth that's drilled into our head. I'm sure people that are listening to the show that you have to pay down your debt as quickly as possible. Like, it's like a race. It's like a, you know, it's like a Ben Johnson, if whoever know that is. Like
Canada 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, it's like a 100 meter dash to pay down this debt. And holding on to debt is like, some people I've seen get so emotional. People have written into my show, messaging me like, they can't handle debt. They're stressed out. They can't sleep. Well, I want to, like, break that myth and try to let you see some positive things of how debt can build that generational wealth that we talk about all the time.
That we all want to achieve.
And how you grow with that. Like, I always say, you can't become successful by, like, a cash and carry system. You have to know how to manage debt, how to leverage it, and work it to your advantage, you know?
Yeah, and before you get into everything, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, that you can't just get there by a cash and carry system. The idea that you're just going to save up all your money, pay off all your debts all the time, and somehow accumulate wealth shows this game that I feel like a lot of people have not been playing and not really understanding, which is what we're here for.
Yeah, if you don't know how to leverage money or leverage debt or leverage your relationship with banking and lending institutions, once again, turn the channel off, find something else to watch, because this is where, like, we're debunking all of these myths, all of these quick get rich things that you see on YouTube and you see in other places where people are just trying to buy you in and sell you on things that are not practical. Because I've been living for a long time on this planet, and all of these get rich schemes that I've heard about, I have not met one person that is my age right now telling me that, hey, remember that get rich scam that I didn't have to work, I didn't have to have any debt, and now I'm a millionaire.
Now I'm here.
I've never met any person like that. So this is, once again, letting you understand the basics of how to accumulate wealth. And one of them is you really have to have a relationship with debt. You know, you really have to understand it. Like, for example, if for those of you know, you know, I'm a real estate guy. I know I own a number of buildings in New York City and then around a couple places throughout outside of U.S. And, you know, all my buildings carry a mortgage.
Right.
You know, and that's considered debt.
Yep.
But am I stressed over it? No, I'm not. You know, I personally have millions of dollars in debt. And I sleep very, very well at night, Terry. I sleep very well because my debt, the carrying costs that I'm getting, these mortgages, they produce a positive cash flow.
Right.
And basically what that means is that what it costs me to carry that debt, I'm getting it back in other in an income, which is rental income.
Of
so
course,
as long
right.
as I'm meeting my rental obligation and I'm able to pay off my lender, then I'm in a good position. And people don't understand. Like, I love the bank as my partner. You know why I love the bank? Wait, no, in order I choose the bank over you as a partner?
Ah, damn. Well, shame. It's going to be the bank and Sean with good credit.
You know why I would choose a bank over a partner in some cases? Like, a guy can lend you $100 and tell him I'm going to invest it into a building. Every minute he's going to call you. So how's my $100 doing? How am I doing with my $100? You know, I think you should put new windows. I think you should get this kind of... He's going to expect that he has a certain right or a certain pull because he gave you this $100. But the bank doesn't care about
that. They don't
care. All they want you to do is to meet that monthly nut.
Yep.
You know, every month make that payment and they leave you alone.
Yeah.
And if you keep making that monthly payment, you keep carrying that debt and you're paying it on time, guess what? They'll lend you more money.
There's no guarantee
that if somebody lends me $100 and I do well for them and I give them $200, that they're going to lend me $100 again.
Yeah.
So I love the bank as my partner, and I really think I would not be here without carrying debt. You know,
yep. So
how well you manage that debt. You agree with me? Give me something else besides
real estate. Well, so real estate, that's you. I'm trying to get there. I'm not at that level yet. It's something you have experience in. And I think for a lot of people, real estate is kind of that ultimate goal. But before you get there, right? You know, you don't need to be at this level. It's baby steps. I'm in the baby steps range and I'm fine with it. Yeah. It's a process. This finance thing is a long game, guys. This is what you're talking about too with the debt. This idea is like, you're going to figure out what you're going to do over a long period of time and make a plan. We spoke about it last episode. Zero interest credit card debt.
Bring it back.
Yeah, we're bringing it right back. Go check out that episode. I'll drop a link below so you can see it. But as you mentioned, you get offers in the mail. If you have good credit, you're going to get these mentions. If you don't have good credit,
you're going to be screwed.
You got to get good credit.
You got to get that. It's part of the rules of engagement.
The rules of the game you're playing, right? So you get these 0% interest cards, and you can plan yourself out for a year depending on how long the 0% APR is going to last. If it's 18 months, 24 months, if you have really good credit, you're basically getting, it's not free money, but it's essentially an interest-free loan that you can use to your advantage. You know, I for example, in the situation I'm in right now, I cannot spend really my own money for a period of time. I can save up cash flow and invest that in something if I need to.
Good debt.
It's good debt. So I was able to not be stressed out about it day to day. There are things, like you said,
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Steps at every level, there's debt that you can use to your advantage. It's not a scary thing.
Exactly. And let me get to another point. Let me go back to real estate, because I want to encourage everybody in real estate.
That's what you want to be.
You know, is the way to generate wealth in a quick way. Okay. So I always have to go back to it, not because I love it, because I just know what it can do for you. Okay. So when you own this piece of real estate and you have your mortgage, you can get what they call a home equity line.
Right.
Meaning you can leverage off your property, and it's like a credit card that's attached to your property. And it's low interest rates. It's always lower than what credit cards are. So even if you don't get the zero interest rate, and I just want to make it clear, if your credit is not so good, one thing about this country, most countries, that you can still acquire things, but it's just going to cost you more.
It's going
to
cost more.
That's why we try to encourage you all the time to then, you know, to obviously get good credit, because it keeps everything reasonable. Some of the things that you can get, a home equity line, which is like, a line, a credit card that you can use to buy things. People have used home equity lines to do renovations, to buy other properties. It's like an open line of credit to do things, and the interest rate is low. And so what you want to do, this is the simple logic. Whatever investment you're looking to do is a home equity line. Say you're looking to use the money to renovate your home, and the home equity line is charging you 3%. You just got to know that the work that you're going to do on your home is going to increase your property by more than
3%. By more than 3%, obviously.
If you're going to invest the money, you have to be able to more than 3%.
And cover that.
And this is how the wealth think. And that gap, if you're earning 10% return on that investment, on the credit line that you're borrowing, and you're only paying 3%, the 7% is your profit.
Yeah.
And you're using other people's money to make money. And that's the key of good debt. It's about using other people's money to make money, right? So fixed mortgage rates, unsecured credit lines at low rate. Those are all good debts and things that you can leverage. And I always say, would I rather have $1 million in the bank or have $1 million extended in credit? It's a tough question because I know I can leverage that credit to grow and to do things. And that's how you have to think. That's the wealth mindset. Leveraging the credit, not to buy the latest shoes. Now, that's why we even keep this show simple. We're not coming with all the fancy jewelry, the extra
things. None of that.
We're letting you know that, you know, keep things simple and leverage the credit that you have to do great things.
Listen, the people, it's one thing I've learned as I've been on my journey, the people that are doing things at the top are not spending their own money. You know what I mean? They're leveraging their debt. They're able to use that and keep going from there. So we got to distinguish between good and bad debt. Like we said, the bad debt is what a lot of people are used to, which is why people are just kind of afraid of it. High interest rate credit cards, right? So it's opposite of the good stuff with the 0% APR, right? You got a credit card bill. You're paying off the minimum. You're not cutting it down. And it's just getting worse. You're basically burning money and throwing it away every single month.
You're putting stuff on that you want versus what you need. You're not
exactly. Yep.
And that's what the ads that you see, the things that are solicited in our face, your friends telling you, let's go on vacation, let's buy this. These are all things you're putting on credit that are not giving you any return. They're actually working against you. And then when the opportunity comes and your friend says, hey, let's buy a property. Hey, let's invest in this. Hey, let's do this. You're not in the position to do it because you haven't leveraged your credit well enough. I believe everybody has opportunities in life to succeed.
Yep.
But most people, A, are scared to do it, or B, are not in the financial position to take advantage of the opportunity that's presenting to them.
Yep.
And it all comes down with understanding your wants versus your needs, understanding that I don't want to carry personal things on high interest credit cards, gluttonous things, I would
gluttonous,
call it.
That's gluttonous, that's the way to put it.
And I respect myself well enough not to do that. And I believe that when the opportunity comes, I'm going to be in a position to strike the iron when it's hot.
100%. There's a phrase that you love that I think economists use. It's called lifestyle creep. Probably heard of it.
Right.
Basically, the idea like your income, you know, you get a little bit older, things are going to be better. And slowly, you know, the cost of living for you goes up. You're going to better restaurants. You're buying better clothes. You're not really tracking it, though. Right. So you end up, you get a raise and somehow you don't have more money. So that kind of applies to this. You got to watch your lifestyle, really be in touch with what you're spending, why you're spending it, and your wants versus your needs. There's a line of demarcation there that you just cannot mess with if you're trying to build wealth.
Exactly. Well, let's get out of this show. Let's close it out because we're giving them some jewels here. And like I said, if you're not going to take advantage of it, that's your loss. Turn the channel, find something else to watch. Let me close out by saying this. Low interest rates, and I look at it like this, it's really just the cost of doing business. This is another expense line. But if you manage it well and you look for opportunities that outweigh that low interest rate, like you can find an investment that's going to give you a higher than 3-4% return. And if you believe in yourself, then debt is good to carry. It's good to have. It's good to have accessibility. You're not going to create that generational wealth. You're not going to create that path to glory if you don't know how. And any successful person will tell you that. And if somebody is not telling you that, then you need to tell that person to call me because they are...
They don't want you to know.
They are brown sugaring you.
I like that.
BSing you, right? Pay the minimum low interest rate on debt and use the difference to invest. Very, very important. Yeah. Especially for young people. When you're starting off, like if you're getting like, for example, the mistake I made when I first started, my first bonus that I got was $40,000. You know, when I got my first big bonus, my big payout waiting for that opportunity. And I had a student loan of $20,000+, and I used it right away to buy that student loan, pay off that loan, which at that time when the interest rate was 1%.
You're excited. You want to be done.
And I walked into the bank, and I was like, when I paid it off, I thought there was going to be balloons coming down, people congratulating me, and it was like a normal day at the bank.
Yeah.
And when I look back in hindsight, had I used that $20,000 at the time, I could have bought a building with that, with that kind of, as a down payment. That building, the money I made from that income from that building would have paid my student loan.
And it would have never been you spending your money.
It would never be me spending.
That's what we're talking about.
1%. I didn't need to rush to pay off my loan because it was so minimal.
Yep.
And I'm not telling everybody's listening to the show, don't pay off your student loan. But like, for example, I've known people where the government in the United States has deferred your student loan payment.
Yep.
And people are still running to make a payment. When they could have used that money, bank it up, and then buy something that's going to make them bring in enough money to put towards paying off the loan when they finally do have to pay it back.
Right. Or like in your case, you didn't. Your money didn't end up paying it back. Your tenants did.
Correct.
Yeah. It's a different game of
play. So yeah. Understand interest rates. Understand that good debt, low interest rate debt is not a bad thing, and get some sleep like I do. Peace. I'm Sean and the better half of two black guys with good credit, like I say every show and all show. Your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, people.
I am Terry, the other half of two black guys with good credit. And as I always say, for your financial future, nothing changes if nothing changes. All right? Peace. I'm out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.